Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. Mike, Ali, Bo, Dylan, hanging out with you here on a Which One Wednesday. A lot of fun so far throughout the show. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Got the wake-up call coming up here in 2 minutes, 404-726-0929. Which school, LSU or Florida, would Lane Kiffin have more success at? Do you want Georgia to have a first-round bye and not play in the SEC championship? Is that too long? Is that too many weeks off, too many days? Of course, they can always get healthy. And do you think the Hawks are better off without Trae Young? That was one of the questions going in to the break that Allie asked. Allie, I'm not taking your rage bait. No, I'm not. Because Trae Young is coming back at some point, and he's going to be the superhero we all need.
Well, and I asked it a little more nicely.
A little more nuanced?
It was very.
You don't say.
It was perfectly worded.
I just took one of your snippets and I just ran with it and just decided I already knew what you were trying to say. I think Bo was spot on with his take a minute ago, though. I think there's a lot to be gained from this experience for everybody involved. And I do hope that Trae is a facilitator. Obviously the defense has taken a step up without him in the lineup. And I think that's easy to say. I don't think Trae would disagree with that, you know, and it just kind of is what it is.
Yeah. I agree with a lot of what Bo said, too. Does the ball need to stick less when Trae Young's in the game? Absolutely. He can learn a lot about sitting back and watching what good ball movement looks like and how effective and how important it could be to the success of this team. But also, I feel like there were at times last night where you needed a guy like Trae Young who you could just give the ball to. Because there was, you know, between that second and third quarter when the Hawks got down pretty big, and now they did make a comeback, but still, you needed a guy who could stop that bleeding. And while Jalen Johnson is becoming that guy, I don't know if he's quite there yet. Trae Young's the guy who can stop the bleeding. You can just be like, hey, go get us out of this hole. Go get us a bucket. And again, Jalen Johnson is becoming that, and he's really close. But you need a guy like Trae Young if you're going to still compete consistently with the Pistons of the world, with, you know, the other top teams in the NBA. So I definitely still think this team needs Trae Young.
Before we get to the headlines from Allie, are we concerned at all that Porzingis has missed two games in a row with knee soreness? I always assumed he would miss, like, you know, back to back, wouldn't play two in a row like that. West Coast, like, to miss two in a row separated by a day with knee soreness is already got me like, oh God.
Yeah.
I know it's early in the season, but I'm just like, here we go, man. Slippery slope.
At this point, I want to give it the benefit of the doubt. They're just kind of trying to manage yeah. him and you know, his lumps and bruises as best as they can without, you know, trying to overdo it because of how delicate that situation could be at times. But it definitely does start to get you scratching your head.
Well, hopefully nothing comes of that. But here are the headlines before you clock in this morning. The third round of college football playoff rankings are out. Georgia did move up to number 4. Ohio State remains at number 1. C.J. Stroud will miss tomorrow night's game against the Bills. He is in concussion protocol. Hawks, unfortunately, did lose last night 120-112 to the Pistons. They will take on the Spurs tomorrow.
Yeah, wake-up call is coming up, 404-726-0929. Like we said, talk to us about the college football playoff. If you're a Georgia fan, do you want them to have the first round bye and not play in the SEC title game? I think that looks great on the surface. Is it possible that it could happen, and is that good in the long run? The Lane Kiffin saga continues, and obviously a lot to talk about with these Atlanta Hawks and Trae Young. 404-726-0929 on the wake-up call. Thank you guys so much for chiming in. Let's go ahead and go out to the phone lines. We'll talk to CJ on the south side. CJ, welcome to the show, buddy. Hope you're having a good day.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on? Hey, I just want to say good morning, everybody. And I want to say, I think Lane Kiffin will be perfect for Florida, even though I'm a big Georgia fan.
Wow.
Why do you think he'd be perfect for Florida?
Yeah, why do you say that?
It fits him. It fits him. It fits him. The whole scenario, it fits him. Like Bo said earlier, he's like that Steve Spurrier type of guy for him. That Urban Myers, that's what he fits right there. So I think if that happens, he'll go to Florida. Now, with the Hawks, last night was a key factor, what we're saying, of how we need Trae Young. Like, our guys play well together, that ball is moving, and we can keep that same attitude, that same tenacity, and just plug him in and let him just do what he does. Oh, we're good as a Hawks, and we have to just keep getting better. And with Georgia as a whole, let's just rest it out.
Yeah,
I take the bye.
I appreciate the phone call, CJ. Thanks so much for weighing in. That's the thing. I think the trade conversation goes to, can you play the same style with him in the lineup that you have without him in the lineup? I think if you can just straight up plug him in and you still have the ball movement and you still play defense at his high level, I think it's easy to say, oh, of course, Trey makes you better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you insert Trey's minutes and take out Keaton Wallace's minutes. I think it's probably you're better off in the long run. But does it make everything else kind of clam up? I think will be the question they have to face moving forward. How much more time do we have without Trey? Is it?
I thought it was 4 weeks, and then they were going to reevaluate. Yeah. And I think it's been 2 weeks. So I guess 2 weeks, and they reevaluate. Look, I like the fact that Trey's around the team.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I don't know why he wouldn't be, but he's been, you know, they've been traveling. He's done a good job with all that. But there's nobody denying it. You're better with Trae Young. But to unlock the team, Trey has to make steps. It's just like, we're better with Michael Penix, but to unlock the potential of the Falcons' offense, Penix has to take a step forward. If and when, you know, when he returns from the knee injury next year,
this is all highlighted by the fact that Trey's in a contract year. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's been no extension. Obviously, it's a prove it for a lot of people inside and around that organization, and it's interesting, I think, to a lot of people to look at what's going on right now in the future of that franchise. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's welcome in Danny from Lawrenceville. Danny, what's going on, man? Welcome to the morning shift.
You guys are killing me. I hope Trae Young doesn't come back the rest of the year. The fact is, he's a defensive liability. You can't say he's not. And the reason the Hawks have won so much here is they're playing defense. Number two, his shooting percentage is terrible. Go back and look at the opening game when he was so-called the man and going to make the shots. And number three, where I can't watch him anymore, Bo and Mike, he's always good for 5-6 turnovers a game that always results in the other team getting a basket. So you guys, I think you need to wake up. He's not an asset anymore. He is a liability. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Danny.
You've given up 120 points in three straight games. So miss me with their playing phenomenal defense. And two of those games were against the Suns and the Jazz. So you had to outscore teams. And honestly, your scoring has been better than your defense, I feel like.
My thing is that when you talk about ball handling down the stretch, watch the end of the game last night. It was four turnovers, and then you let the shot clock wind down. Like, I mean, the five straight possessions, basically turnovers last night. So it's not like we're talking about anything that's that much different.
We all know. I mean, Dylan, Trey's defense is what it is. It's been that way. That you've literally built around that.
Yeah, you literally took the words out of my mouth, Bo. That's why you got Nikhil Alexander Walker in here. That's why you got some of the. That's why you brought a Dyson Daniels in. That's why you brought a KP in to be a rim protector. And also, I know he can spread the floor and do things offensively too, but he's a rim protector too at the end of the day. So again, you like you said, you built around Trey to make up for that defensive liability. And to Mike's point, Trae Young is the best ball handler we've got. He's got the best handle on the team. Other guys can do it. Dyson Daniels has been doing it, yes. Nikhil Alexander-Walker can do it, yes. Keaton Wallace can do it. V. Krejci, yes. All those guys can do it when they needed to and when they're called upon. They've done a solid job so far without Trae Young. But Trae Young, let's not get it twisted. He's the best ball handler on this team, and the ball is in his hands for a reason. And also to his point about he's good for five or six turnovers, go look at any point guard. They're going to be around that same number. Chris Paul is like, you know, the only one who I feel like it consistently keeps his turnover number low, and he's a Hall of Famer. But when you have the ball in your hands so much, you're going to have turnovers. That's just the name of the game. And some of those turnovers, I bet you, if you go look, aren't his fault. They might be because a ball went through another player's hand and went out of bounds. So I don't like that point by Danny either. So, again, I think this team is still very much needed for Trae Young is still very much needed on this team as a playmaker, as a shot creator. Again, yes, the ball sticks sometimes, but still, if you want to compete towards with the other top teams in the East, you need Trae Young.
I don't necessarily disagree with the principle of Danny's message, right? But the problem is it's an oversimplification of what we've seen in the last five games.
Right.
Or six games or whatever it is. The reason you've won, first of all, Vic Krejci has been shooting the lights out until last night. And even he's admitted he's never in his life been as hot as he has. You're also, you've put Onyeka in a position to be able to shoot from deep a lot more here recently. So I get it, man. It's just an oversimplification. There's way more reasons as to what you've had success for. Is Trae Young a defensive liability? Absolutely. Trae Young would probably even admit that when you get on the floor compared to it. But you have to live the good with the bad. When you're going to have a guy who can create the way he does, the defense is going to take a step back. So hopefully they can find some kind of good middle ground and we'll move forward and continue to be successful this year.
I appreciate Dylan going Papa Bear over Trae. That was nice.
I know. Yeah. Sometimes
just like that's my quarterback, that's my point guard.
Back up.
That's our all-star. You know what I mean?
Hey, this Friday you can join us, the Morning Shift at Publix on Memorial Drive in Atlanta for a special broadcast. You can come on in and pick up your supplies for your weekend football parties. Say hi to us as we do the show live from the store. It's all brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom, feel the hype this year with Publix. And coming up, we'll get back into the college football playoffs. I've got another question about a school's fate here, this time about Bama. It's next.
Here we go.
On Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
8:23. Thanks for being here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, and you can join us every Friday for the Tailgate at Home. It's presented by Publix. Bo will fire up the grill, share his favorite game day recipes, and you can share your best work on the grill by tweeting us at The Morning Shift. It's the Tailgate at Home presented by Publix. Feed your fandom, feel the hype this year with Publix. All right, so we've got the latest round of college football playoff rankings. They are out at 16. We've got Georgia Tech, number 4, Georgia. Number 1 is Ohio State. One change, Alabama.
Man, you are on a heater today.
I said it nicely. I'm saying it politely. I'm just observing there was a change.
Yes, there was.
She's just stating the facts, Mike.
What prompted that? I wonder.
I didn't do it. I mean, I'm not the one that put this list out.
That's crazy. Yeah. Slight tumble.
Yeah, slight tumble down to 10. So I'm curious, Mike, your feelings on this, but if Bama were to lose the SEC title game, would they still be in?
I hope so. So if they beat Auburn, they're locked in, no matter what happens with A&M. Could be Alabama, which – by the way, ding, it is not set in stone that they beat Auburn and Jordan Hare. There has been very good football teams. I've been part of them. You know, we won a national title we almost lost down there to a very bad Auburn football team. So that's not set in stone. But if they were to win against Auburn, they're going to Atlanta. They would have two losses, one in conference, one out of conference. I have a hard time believing that the quote-unquote 13th data point being a loss would hold them out of the college football playoff picture. We all know that it comes down to who they're up against and who is in that pool conversation. But I think it all depends on how they lose. I think if they were to lose the same thing with, we were talking about Indiana and getting a bye. I think if Bama were to go in and lose by 3 touchdowns to Texas A&M, that would have to be more of an in-depth conversation.
Well, now you're a 3-loss Alabama team and you've lost 2 games by double digits. One of which to a team that is pathetic. And the other would be Texas A&M. So that might knock you out. But you go in there and play A&M close. You might be 12, but you're going to be – you might be playing a road playoff game, but you're going to be in there. You know, you start looking at it. Would you rather see an Alabama team who lost an extra game because they played it, or Vanderbilt, with all due respect to Vanderbilt, who Alabama beat when it mattered? I would rather see Alabama because, that's where it's going to come down. There's a number of law. You shouldn't be punished for playing an extra game because you won games. You're rewarded with the extra game because you won and you beat a team like Vanderbilt. in team like Georgia to get into that game and then be punished and allow and those teams jump over you because you got to play that extra game.
I think you're right about the SEC things, but let me throw this one at you because this is the one I struggle with because of last night, and this is a conversation you and I started earlier. If Notre Dame's at 10-2 and Alabama's at 10-3, but they have the 13th data point because they're in the conference, but right now Notre Dame is ranked ahead of Alabama. So they're saying that Alabama's not as good as Notre Dame right now. That's going to make me absolutely sick to my stomach.
Name a win that Notre Dame has that's better than Alabama's.
There's not one, but the committee right now is telling you that they don't care. They're telling you they think Notre Dame is better than Alabama right now. They're both 8-2.
What I'm telling you, their whole goal is to drop. Their whole goal is to lock Notre Dame in and be able to drop them and say, well, we put so and so, or leave them as high as they can, so they can keep an Alabama type team in. But Notre Dame is going to the playoff. They're not going to lose again. They're in the playoff. You might as well resign yourself to that fact. Notre Dame will never, never join a conference with this system the way it's set up right now because there's zero reason to. Because they can lose 1-2 games every year and automatically stroll into the college football playoff.
Yeah.
And they're going to do it.
Is Ole Miss locked in right now at 10-1?
Yeah. I mean, if you take care of business in the Egg Bowl, why would you miss? You're 11-1 and your one loss.
No, I'm saying right now, are they locked in, even if they lost the Egg Bowl? Even if they lost the Egg Bowl and we're at 10-2. And that's why I'm trying to match up the teams that could have two losses that Alabama would be matched up against in this conversation. Because you have to be in the top 10 right now,
Oklahoma,
if you're going to go to the college football playoff, because the 11-12 seeds as it sits are going to be the ACC champ and the at-large bid, the group of five champ.
This is going to sound weird, but listen to me. Remember that time that Florida State lost their quarterback and they were undefeated?
Yeah.
And they got suddenly knocked
down?
2 years
ago.
Okay. What if Ole Miss loses to Miss State and Lane Kiffin bolts? Because that could be the difference in Ole Miss getting in.
Oh my God, they might burn his house down in Oxford.
But listen to me. They might say,
imagine that.
But the committee could say, hey, you know what? 10-2 Ole Miss with Lane Kiffin is not the same as 10-2 Ole Miss without.
They can't do that, man. They can't do that.
Let me ask you a question then, because I've been trying not to say let me ask you a question. But I'm going to ask you a question now. Who's going to know? Who's going to know? They don't have to say it publicly. They can just say, well, based on the loss to Miss State, we thought that Alabama, you know, they were very equal footing, but Alabama beat Georgia in Athens. Ole Miss lost. And we kind of use that, and Miss State losses, you know, kind of equivalent to losing to Florida State. They can make up all these reasons, Mike. Who's going to know the reality is they're like, well, we think it's a better product with Lane Kiffin there than without it, and we don't want a bad product. Because, by the way,
dang,
this is all about TV numbers.
It is. And you know, what's crazy about it is I feel exactly the same way about that Egg Bowl as I do the Iron Bowl. Like, you can have great teams play terrible teams. And it's happened time and time again, and weird things always happen in those games, especially the Egg Bowl.
But it doesn't.
Especially.
But the scenario I'm bringing up is all about if Lane's not there or if he's leaving and they don't think it's a good product. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Because I don't think you're necessarily wrong about that at all.
And, you know, what's the fate of BYU and Utah? Utah's sitting in right now. You think Utah wins out and they're locked in?
Well, but Utah's not in right now. That's the thing. That's, like I said, you have to be in the top 10 of these projections because eventually the ACC champ in the group of five, whoever that is going to be the 11-12. So BYU and Utah are looking up at Texas Tech in the Big 12 saying one of us has got to win that title game.
The Big 12's locked in right now. With at least one, maybe two teams. Texas Tech. Well,
yeah, of course they are. The champ of the conference is going to go.
Yeah, but I think if Texas Tech doesn't if Texas Tech lost to Utah, I think they're still in the college football playoff.
I agree with that. Yes,
that's
they
my
could
point.
Possibly get two in. Yes,
but see what the thing is they have three teams sitting in it. So yeah, there's a really good chance two of those are locked in already.
Isn't it wild to look at that and then think of the prospect of a Georgia Tech Virginia ACC championship? Let's just say that Georgia Tech were to beat Georgia, but lose to Virginia in that game. Then we're in absolute chaos.
I'm going to need you not to say that because things you say and speak into existence.
No, they don't. No.
Sometimes happen.
No, but I do think that Georgia Tech. I'll say this in front of all of y'all. If I had to pick a national championship right now, it's going to be Georgia. I would pick Georgia right now to win the national championship. I think they are so well coached. They don't beat themselves. And they have such a well-rounded football team in all aspects. I think that they are they're matchup proof. I think that Bama's not matchup proof. I think that Bama matched up well with Georgia, but I don't think they matched up well with Oklahoma. You know what I mean? Like, they can't run the football in certain situations. And I think that Georgia is matchup proof in a lot of different ways. They do so many things so well, and they're so well coached that I think that they are going to play with a level of toughness throughout the college football playoff with Gunnar Stockton that I don't know that anybody else is going to be able to match in those matchups.
I'm interested to see if when their secondary face a test, you know, and
like an Ohio State.
Yeah. Because Julian Sain's playing great. That's blah, blah, blah. But they're just elite at the wide receiver position. And that's where Georgia has looked. I mean, dude, the secondary has played better. I want to give them credit. They have played much better the last few weeks.
Yes.
But they have not faced a wide receiver group since Alabama like what Ohio State has.
I agree with that, and I think that if it turned into a game where your offense at Georgia could not stay on the field, then I think Ohio State would find some level of success. But I also think that Georgia would do everything they can to play keep-away ball. I think that they'd use Gunnar Stockton in the run game. I think that you'd have to have both of those running backs have good days. And I think they'd try to keep Ohio State's offense off the field if that were the case.
And when it comes to A&M, I know that they had that hiccup last week, but their front seven is still really good.
Stout, yes.
I would like to see. I would be interested to see how Georgia handled them up front.
And that's one of the other reasons why when I look at Alabama, I don't know how well they match up with Texas A&M. You look at that front, and that is going to be very, very tough for them.
Remember the 21 Georgia team? And that was a team that found a way. They were defensively elite, and offensively they found a way. It was like they were hungry, and they just kept finding ways. Defensively, they were unbelievably good. That was a historically good defense. They're not historically good defensively, and they're not historically good offensively, but they find ways. And they are, you know what they remind me of? They remind me of they win games like an NFL team.
Yeah, they don't beat themselves, and they're well-rounded.
Well, but it doesn't even matter how they win. They just, you look at the end of the game, and you're like, man, how'd they pull that out? They won. And it's kind of a Gunnar Stockton type personality team. I don't think you're wrong, is what I'm saying. I think we could be sitting here in 3 months and Georgia could be having a parade and there would be no reason to be surprised.
No, I agree.
Well, coming up, that winning streak.
See that, Allie? I am friendly to Georgia people such as yourself while you throw stones at me.
I'm not throwing stones. I'm just reporting exactly what is on these college football
friend of the program
rankings.
Friend of the program.
Just the facts, Allie Mack. Just the facts.
Just the facts.
That's right.
We do have to talk about that winning streak that came to an end. I'm full of great news today.
What in God's name are we doing in here?
I know. We'll talk about the Hawks next, and we've got a life of squid.
Could the NFC South be going French? Ha, ha, ha. We'll talk about it next. Morning Show, Sports Radio 99 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Whatever, do they?
Ha, ha.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
843 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Thanks for being here. We are The Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. He is our resident Trae Young defender. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
Trae Young stan.
Yes.
Attaboy.
Yes, he is. The Hawks had a great win streak going. Unfortunately, it did come to an end last night against the Pistons. They lost 120 to 112.
They made a couple runs. Obviously, they did too much damage to themselves in the first half. And you've been able to pull out of a couple situations like that when you talk about the win streak they did have, because they were shooting lights out and didn't happen. So
yeah, I didn't know you were done. Yeah, it didn't happen. It's what happens. I mean, you play without guys that you need, like Risha Shea and Porzingis, and then the aforementioned ball stopper Trae Young, as we joke. And you're not going to win all these games. Detroit's,
ball stopper.
Dude, Detroit is also playing out of they're a streaky team. They did this last year. I think it was like mid to late year, though. They went like 12 of 14 or something. They went on a hot streak. Yeah. That's what they're on right now. So what? I mean, you're really in a good place to not have, you know, Trae. You're 9-6. You're in a pretty good spot. I think you're in the sixth seed currently.
Correct.
But you were like 3 seed before you lost last night. So it's fine. You're in a fine spot. Just get everything coming back and try to keep winning games, and you look like you're a team that's going to make it out of the one of the main goals this year was to prove you're not a play-in team. To me.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the expectation is for sure you need to be, when it all said and done and you're heading to playoff time, you have to be a top six team. That, to me, is the bare minimum. So I'm with you on that. A couple things to me stood out last night. One, I was very pleased with being down Trey, being down KP, being down Zachary Sachet, that, like Mike said, you were down a substantial amount and you made a comeback to where you were right there and you had a chance to win this game. Now, you shot yourselves in the foot. Again, in the first half, you had a really tough second quarter, and then towards the end you just had a lot of bad turnovers. Again, we talked about ball handling and Trae Young being the best ball handler. You could have used him last night. A couple of the turnovers you had on that end took a couple of chances away from you. So you're definitely missing Trae Young. There's no doubt about it. And I think having him last night would have made close to all the difference. Having all your guys back obviously would have made all the difference. But being down, again, Trey, KP, Zachary, and still being right there, that shows me that this team, when it's fully healthy and when they get fully healthy, they're going to be able, if they play the way we know they can play, and again, if we, like we talked about earlier, if Trae Young can just not have the ball stick quite as much when it gets in his hands, this team is going to be very, very dangerous when we get to playoff time. And look, the next thing I'll be looking out for is, okay, you on a five-game losing streak, you lost. There have been in years past where you would lose three or win three in a row, lose three in a row. Then you know, go on a streak where you win one, lose one, win one, lose one. Can this team get right back on the horse and start up another winning streak now that they've dropped one? Because you're going to have the runway to do it, too, after you take on the Spurs tomorrow, which they're not going to have Wemby.
Yeah,
also,
I was going to say, he's going to be out, right?
Yep, he's going to be out with
Stephon Castle, I believe, as
right,
well.
Right calf strain. I haven't heard about Stephon Castle, but still, you're going to a weakened Spurs team, so that's going to be a winnable game, even though they're in San Antonio. It's still a good Spurs team, but a winnable game. Then you take on the god-awful Pelicans, the Wizards, and then there's another bad team in the mix. I can't remember off the top of my head, but you got three teams in a row that you should be – oh, the Wizards. That's the other team. Three teams in a row that, like, have combined, like, seven wins. So you have another runway to go on another winning streak here, and if we are the team they think they are, they should – we should be talking about the Hawks starting up another win streak here in the next week.
I also think it's worth pointing out the fact that Detroit has won 11 games in a row, right? Well, I mean, like –
12 now, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like – I think we can sit here and talk about the Hawks all we want to, and that's the nature of the beast. You know, they're going to have your ups and downs, and it was a letdown for us to lose the winning streak that we had, but let's not act like they're not currently
one of the best teams for a reason. Well,
they're pretty good, too, on their end.
That's what I said. I mean, they're a streaky team, and they're in the midst of their hot streak. They did it late last year. They did it early this year, and they've got good players. They've rebuilt. It's kind of where they're at. It's why this Trae Young injury sucks so much, because this is such an important year to figure out what he is and what whether or not you want – because, I mean, he's got the option year next year, but it was just an important year to figure out what you've got and where you're going.
Yeah. I also want to mention real quick, did y'all notice on the broadcast last night, 30 years for Bob Rathbun as a broadcaster for the Hawks, celebrated
him.
Nice stuff from the Hawks. Yeah. That's crazy, man. 30 years doing that, he's as good as it gets. So, shout out to him.
Good for him.
Yeah, he's. I mean, I know. I talked to Arch about him, and when Arch first got in, like when he did his first TV stuff, like doing SEC stuff, he worked with Bob.
Nice.
And he was like, dude, he was such a professional, so good. Always, you know, helped him out, and that was because I remember. It's weird, you know. You go back and you remember watching games. Like when you were, like, well, for me, like, I remember watching games like in college and before I really got into business, and just quite a few I watched that Arch did. Didn't realize.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. He
man.
Did that Ole Miss Florida game where the Tebow.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The one where Tebow just made the promise.
That was, I think, with, that was not.
That year didn't end well.
That
for
was
us.
With Dave Neal. Yeah. It did for Florida, though.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you,
don't even start.
What? Real leader, man. Guys. Guys, one of the best ever. We are, I don't know. I get corrected every day. Allie, how many days are we from the brown grass? I don't want to get it wrong.
We are 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 in some hours.
4 in 25 hours. That's,
you mean to tell me we aren't 6, 7 days away from the...
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I'll see myself out.
So not ready for that in my life.
And it's going to be the third annual. Look, we are sold out. In fact... I'm starting to believe that due to some accounting errors by some people signing up in my group, we might be oversold.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Some people didn't follow instructions well. I think I'm going to get on the horn and make some corrections. But doesn't matter. We'll make room. Look, all brought to you by our good friends at Finley Roofing, Window Nation, Batteries Plus, Twin Peaks, Joe's Automotive, McDonald's, Chattanooga Whiskey.
Echo Park Speedway.
Echo Park Speedway, Peachcom. Got a bunch of people out there that are supporting this. And you can still donate. I asked some people that aren't going to play, but they said, you know what, we'll donate. And they went ahead and donated some money. And all you got to do is go to the 929 Game website, click on the events page, and it'll be the link to donate. And it's all for good cause.
Yeah, it's for Pets for Vets. If you're not familiar with Pets for Vets, they pair our nation's heroes with trained working animals. So it's all for an amazing cause. You get to get out, get some fresh air, have some fun, hang out with Bo.
And you.
And me.
There you
and
go.
Mike.
I'll be there, shanking it all over the place.
And if you want to find the link very easily, you can also go to Twitter. We have it pinned at the top of the 929 Morning Shift account, so at 929 Morning Shift.
All right, I had this story, but I have another story now, too, that I saw in the break. Actually, Mike and I saw this story probably about the same time, it feels like. But first, I will tell you about the tease that I had about the NFC South in France. The Saints have kind of put it out there that they expect to play in Paris.
Mm.
They own the rights to Paris and Monaco. It only makes sense, right?
Sure.
You know, French Quarter.
Grizzly.
Yeah.
Get some beignets.
Yeah, I hate that logo. Anyways, they said, hey, like, you might hear in a couple weeks that we're having a game internationally, and that game may be in Paris. The source said. He goes, we have the rights to the country of France and Monaco, so that makes so much sense, we think. We're really excited about that. Could they do that and make that I don't think they would because they don't normally make division games out of the country.
Yeah.
But I know they did with the Chargers and the Chiefs this year, or last year it was, or 1 year. I think it was this. Didn't the Chargers and the Chiefs play Dylan overseas? It was at Brazil.
That was last year. Yeah, that was last
year.
No,
it was this year.
This
is week one, right? Because last year you went to Brazil with the Eagles.
Played the Eagles, yeah.
That's right, yeah. You're right, you're right.
So they could do it. That'd be cool. Now, if they want to put us, I don't necessarily like traveling across the world all the time, but if they put us in, that'd be kind of a cool game to go see, to France, see the Saints, Falcons.
Would
that'd be kind of cool.
Fly your wife over there, hang out with you for the weekend?
Hey, we'll see.
Go to the Champs-Élysées. The Louvre.
So I thought that was really interesting that the Saints could be playing, and that they're playing a game in France, because I just don't think the French is. I don't think they would like a game of football. They don't seem as seems a little physical for the French people. But you know, neither here nor there. Bill Belichick spotted at a cheer competition in Raleigh, North Carolina. But wait, there's more. Why do you think he was there? Who do you think he was watching? Clearly one of his grandchildren, right?
Oh, dude. You did that? Oh, man.
Or great-grandchildren?
I didn't know 24-year-olds still cheered. I really didn't.
His girlfriend is on an adult competitive cheer team, and he was there watching her, cheering her on.
Mm. Dude.
I have seen it all.
I just, like, I what alternate universe do we live in the year 2025 where this story just keeps happening
it
keeps getting worse?
I'm going to tell you something. There used to, a guy that I knew in this business named Ryan Stewart used to say, it's undefeated. And boy, he's right.
Yeah, I don't think Ryan Stewart's the only one that's ever said that.
No, but I gave him credit because that was like his thing. He would always say it. And I'm going to tell you something. This is like the upset of upsets. This is like App State beating Michigan back in 2008.
That was crazy.
It's like, this would be like if Peter McNeely knocked out Mike Tyson in that first fight back when he came back from prison. It didn't happen, but if it did, this would be what it's like. I mean, I just cannot believe the thing she's gotten him to do.
It is crazy.
He's essentially sold his soul. Everything he was. Is just, she has wiped out. It's unbelievable.
I'm going to say this for the people in the back, man. I'm so glad that we're not living through that here with the Falcons.
Yeah.
So say what you want to about where we're at, but it could be worse.
Yeah, can you picture that boyfriend section
at
that competition? God. Oh, my God.
All the young hot studs.
He's over.
The other boyfriend's going, I play intramural football.
I got seven Super Bowl rings. Wait, eight. I got eight. Yeah, I got eight. I won a couple with the Giants.
All right, we got to go. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thank you for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to...
Do not go to cheer competitions if your kids or grandchildren are not in it, folks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.